produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just yet another day. Lord, I know that many of us, we go through so much on a day in and day out basis, Lord God. I just ask you just to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, to give them the strength that they need to go on to endure whatever it is to endure throughout this race. And remember that they need some time for themselves in the midst and not feel guilty. Lord, continue to govern our minds. Continue to govern our thoughts. Continue, Lord, just to govern just our coming and our going, Lord God. Keep a head of protection around our youth, Lord God, as they go back to school, Lord God, or whatever their parents see fit, Lord God. Lord, you cover the children, Lord God. Cover their minds, Lord God. Cover their teachers, Lord God. Cover their pastors and all of their friends and their families, as well as their peers, as they continue on to this new chapter in life, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Great day to each and every one of you. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And today I would like to talk to you about some self-care tips of being a Christian. And so it's some wonderful things that I want to share with you just to enlighten you on taking time out for you is something that is not selfish. It's not selfish, right? And so self-care is such a big, large trending topic, especially in our society, driven by accomplishments and busyness, right? Would you agree that, you know, sometimes you can just feel all the hustle and bustle, and how do we slow down and make sure that we don't burn out from all the things that we're doing on a day-to-day? And then on top of it, to throw back in that the kiddos are going back to school, maybe you're getting back into the atmosphere of going back to work. And how do I just juggle all of these things and still keep my sanity? So today you're in the right place at the right time. I greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in. And so how do we make sure that we take some time to recharge without feeling guilty that we're not accomplishing? So I have some tips here for you here on today. So if you have your pen and paper, definitely get your pen and paper out. Write your notes down. If you have your magical smartphones, then definitely take some time to jot down these amazing tips that I hope that helped you. And so I'll definitely be looking for your feedback to see how you have applied these tips and applied them to your life. And so with that, sometimes we feel that we're wasting time by being lazy or self-indulgent. How many of you have felt that way? I see some of you out there nodding your heads, right? And so these self-care tips are meant to help you not only slow down and recharge, but also to help you reconnect with God in each season of your life, especially those that seem arid or overwhelmed. And I can too contest to that sometimes you can just, some days, you know, we can sit back and be like, I just feel like I haven't accomplished anything. And then some days you can feel super burnt out, or we do so much that we can't keep track of all the things and the tasks that we've done. So as a glance, the practice of self-care might seem rather, well, selfish and self-centered. We told you that you'll need to take care of you, right? You were told that. And you were also told that you can't fill from an empty cup. That second of one is 100% true. So you can't fill from an empty cup. Many of you have heard that myth time and time again, and that we need to take time to refuel, recharge, and to reset our hard drive the same way as a computer has. And so the practice of self-care might also call to might slogan is you deserve this and give yourself a treat. Now, sometimes in the midst of giving yourself a treat and don't self-indulge, some of us, it may mean of going out and going shopping. And so that may be a thing of self-care that works for you, but we don't want to overindulge in that, right? So we all have to focus on self-care. Is that really Christian? Some of you may ask, right? I can hear you saying that. Well, as it turns out, there are a really good biblical base for practicing self-care. But Christian self-care isn't the same as you find in the rest of the world. Manicures, our spas, our days of expensive jewelry and fancy chocolate. You know, those good ones that you can find wrapped in those beautiful foils. It's more like soul care than like buying a fancy stuff and leave me alone care. And so, you know, Jesus really looks at our souls, right? It's our souls that he is after, not all the fancy attires and things that we put on, not if our toenails are polished really pretty and filed really straight. All of that stuff doesn't matter. And so I want to share with you the importance of some of the things that can help you to fill your cup so you can pour into cups of others, right? This is what helps prevent burnout and keep what helps you connected to God. And so I'm super excited to dive in. And if you are, definitely go ahead and grab that pen and paper if you haven't grabbed it already. The first thing that we must do is rest, right? Rest. We know that it took God 7 days to build the earth and do things here on the earth. And he rested. He even took some time to rest. It's many passages in the Bible that also talk about people getting some rest. And so it is no crime nor shame to get you some rest in the midst of the things that you're doing. And so in the book of John, the chapter of 15 is perhaps my favorite self-care verse in the whole Bible. John 15 is where Jesus describes himself as a vine and us as the branch, right? And so if you ever heard the song, which is one of my favorite songs, and you'll get to listen to it a little bit later, is the olive branch and how olives have to go through so much. So in John 15, chapter 15, verses 4 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." So we can take from that passage a few different things, right? First, we cannot bear fruit if we are cut off from Jesus. He's the source of our life, right? And so we don't want to be cut off from him. And second, note the word abide in English Standard Version. To abide is to rest. We need to rest in Jesus. This is almost counterintuitive in the culture today. We value busyness and accomplishments. We also constantly doing. In fact, I remember a time when my mom had passed. This year would make the 12th year. And we can tend to get so busy when our loved ones that we were so near and dear to, and you just stay busy, right? You just be busy so much, right? Because you were told a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and we just be busy day in and day out, and not finding that you're burning yourself out. And so sometimes we put things in place to not really deal with things that are really happening or going on around us. And so we are human. We are not a human being. I am a human doing, right? And so we have to proclaim that is that, you know, we are doers, and hopefully many of you out there are doers, but we got to realize that we are human beings at the end of the day. And we often find ourselves self-worth in the things that we do and in the books or the essays that we write and the children that we raise and the awards that we earn and in the places we will volunteer. If we're not doing something, then who are we even, right? Sometimes we feel like that. And I know as a woman, sometimes you can feel like, you know, hey, if I'm not doing anything, what have I really accomplished? And so oftentimes, you know, that's still me. And sometimes I have to take that scale back in the midst of sharing this lesson with you here on today. Is sometimes we have to take a step back and really reset, recharge, and refuel ourselves in the midst of the things that we're doing and keep God at the center of everything that we do, because we cannot move without Him, right? Amen. The answer, a beloved child of God, regardless of what we achieve, and we need rest amidst all this doing, right? And so with all this doing and things like this, we still have to rest regardless of what we achieve or looking to achieve, right? Because you can take time, and if you have taken time to write a book or anything like that, you know that it can be very time consuming. And sometimes we got to take a step back. It's just like even an artist. He has to take a step back, or she has to take a step back in the midst of drawing this beautiful artwork. Sometimes you got to take a step back to see where the next stroke of your brush is going to go. And then sometimes we have to look up, right? We forget to look up and ask for that guidance, because we are not an island and we can't do it all by ourselves. And so John 15 uses the image of the vine and nature. There are natural periods of fruitfulness and rest. The grapevine doesn't produce fruit endlessly. And so we have to realize that we cannot produce fruit endlessly, right? Because we find that certain trees only harvest during certain times of the year. No matter what side of the hemisphere you're on, if you put that seed in the ground, if it's not time to germinate and harvest, you're not going to get anything. And you can water it, you can let the sun shine upon it, and all of that. And so growing grapes in the first century, we can see that things were different, right? And we know that the dirt is different and things of that. Some of the ground is depleted of its nutrients and things. And so at the time of Jesus' incarnation, a vine would be cultivated, planted, and left to grow for 3 years before being allowed to bear fruit. 3 whole years. And if you realize God in three persons, it's a lot of threes that happen with God. I don't know if you're aware of that. A lot of threes. He rose on the third day. Now it's talking about threes here. And so, you know, staying connected with Him. Even every time it tried to bring forth the branches, a bunch of grapes, talking about this vine tree, it would be cut back. And so, you know, sometimes when you think of yourself as a branch, we even have to be pruned at some time, right? Some things we have to cut back, whether it's cutting back on certain meals that we know that mean us no good and no harm to our health and our well-being, right? Sometimes it's away from people, of things that they bring to our lives, that we need to cut off some branches and cut off some things. Not everyone's going to be meant to go along this journey. And so it's so many parts and attributes of the self-care journey that, you know, some things are just not going to follow you from beginning to end. And so these branches were strong enough to support the weight of the grapes without breaking. And some of the things that we go through in life, we're strong to be without breaking in the midst. And after the harvest, the branches were plucked back for a time of nourishment and rest before the fruit growing season began again. And so you can imagine that would come immediately to the mind of Jesus's audience. Like a grapevine, if they wanted to be fruitful, they needed to rest. And rest for more than just 5 minutes. How many of you rest for 5 minutes and be right back up and back in the kitchen, mopping the floors, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and say, hey, I've taken a nap, I'm rested, let's go. And so taking that time is super important to recharge not only just your body, but your mindset as well. When you find that when you rest a little bit better, you have a better grip on a situation that's at hand, right? You can think more clearly and have a more conscious mind of what it is that you want to produce and manifest, right? And so that's super important. It may take time to learn how to rest and to rest without feeling guilty. it's going to take some time now, right? Just think that it took years for you to put all of this weight on you. And I know it did for me. It really did for me. And even some days, I'll have to take that day to reset and recharge and to disconnect from some things. Sometimes you got to disconnect. Even sometimes from our smartphone, it can take a long time for some things. But you can be confident that you are learning to rest. God is working in you to make you more productive and more fruitful, and even in time, more joyful. Remember that one of the fruits that we bear is joy. And so if you haven't read about the fruits of the Spirit, definitely take some time in your quiet time to definitely read up on that. It is mind-blowing as well. If you ever heard it during Good Friday service, if you haven't and you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, take some time to read the fruits of the Spirit. The second tip and tool that I want to share with you, it's to be okay with failure. Be okay with failure. This is another principle that comes out of John 15, and one that I think is super important in the Christian self-care. Be kind to yourself. Be okay with failure. And John 15, chapter 15, 1-2 says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off the branches of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes not the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more." There will be times in your life when you will prune branches that are not producing fruit, right? We talked about that earlier on. It may be really scary as well as painful in the midst, right? Because even sometimes in the Christian walk of going to church, you may be at a church and you may find the fact that you have outgrown where you are, right? And sometimes we have to move. Sometimes we're even in a place in a church for a reason and a season. And sometimes he has to pluck you out and may want to send you somewhere else in his vineyard to be a blessing to others. And your assignment is up. And so, you know, just stay steadfast to his word. And when those times come, if that is you that I'm speaking to, then you will truly, truly know. Stay close to him and he will let you know. It might feel like failure. It may feel like loss, but it is actually a part of God's plan to make you more beautiful and more fruitful. Trust me, I'm telling you from living experience. Pruning helps shape us into the people that we are meant to be. And so it's just like a mother chastising a child and pruning you into the adult that we are today. Some of us still went left when we were supposed to go right. But hey, that's all right. Some of us take the longer way around the block. Another lesson from the grapevine is, remember that in the first century, grape growers, they would prune the grapevines for the first 3 years. Every time the vine tried to produce fruit, its fruit would be cut off. How many times in our lives do we face apparent deficit and failure? How many times do we cry out in defeat? How many times do we attempt to quit? And how often are we discouraged and downcast? And so take some time in your personal time. Don't want you to post it anywhere or share it with anyone. Sometimes we got to do a self-analysis, right? Put your hands on yourself. We got to do something with inside of ourselves in the midst. And so imagine if we were these poor grapevines in the pruning season. Every single time we tried to produce fruit, it's cut off. Every single time. Can I just get one thing right? Thinks the discouraged grapevine to itself. Why? God, why? But the wise is for greater fruit to make the branches stronger. And so oftentimes we find ourselves asking God even why sometimes, right? The same way we would ask our parents or our loved ones that has raised us. And so it's that time of pruning that we be strengthened for greater fruitfulness down the road. And so sometimes we don't understand the chastising that has to happen. Some of the things that have been plucked away, that has been taken away, that has been stripped away, whatever the things that has been going on, sometimes we just don't understand. And so with pruning and without rest, we will snap under the burden. We will snap under the burden. And so taking that time for you is super important to withdraw. Sometimes many of us, we don't want to withdraw. We only want to withdraw when it's beneficial to us from the ATM. But let me talk to you a little bit about the self-care of withdrawal. It's okay to need alone time. It is absolutely okay. Some of us are so consumed with being seen and being around others that we don't know what it feels like to have that alone time and to be okay with that, right? And Luke chapter 5 verse 16 tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. When is the last time you went off alone and prayed? This is true for all for us as well. Amidst of all the demands of life and all the appointments to keep, the dinner to cook, the children to raise, the reports to complete, the paychecks to earn, the friends to comfort or celebrate with, we sometimes need to withdraw. This might be the weekend away by yourself, rent a hotel room, or stay in a monastery or a conference center, set up a tent at a campground. Whatever the case may be, sometimes we got to take that time to withdraw. This might be half an hour of a weekend where you retreat to a comfy chair with a book and lock the door behind you. Whatever is your chosen strategy to help you to withdraw, to reset, to restore, and to rejuvenate is super important. It is important and it is really needed. Your family and friends will last for that long without you. Trust me, they will. And if you make it a habit, they'll begin to understand to embrace it and saying this is her normal time or his normal time or whoever the case may be. Listen, gentlemen, if you're tuning in as well, you also need time to withdraw from the things that goes on in your lifestyle as well. There is no harm in a gentleman taking that time as well, right? You have tear ducts. It's okay to cry, to shed those tears and all of that. And so it's super important to take the time to withdraw. Number four, my fourth tip is to sit at Jesus' feet. The story of Mary and Martha is one of my favorites. If you haven't read that, definitely take time to read that. Jesus has his disciples come to Martha's home where she lives and her sister Mary and her brother Lazarus. While Jesus is teaching in the living room, Mary slips in and sits at his feet, listening attentively. When Martha discovers this, she protests that she was working hard in the kitchen to get everything ready while Martha has left her to do all the work. Jesus responds, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better. And so that's chapter 10, verse 42. Mary has chosen the better path. If there's one thing that we learn from the story, it's this. Get out of the kitchen and into the living room. Take some time to sit at Jesus' feet. And so oftentimes, you know, we know that the kitchen can get pretty hot, right? The kitchen can get pretty hot. And sometimes we want to stay in the heat, into the thick of it. If any one of you that have children that watches the backyard against or anything like that, you know, sometimes we got to get out of the thick of it. And sometimes we got to sit the things at his feet and tell him all about the things that we go through, even though he knows, right? He knows. And sometimes we want to carry all the weight on our own. And so if there is one thing that you learn from the story, it's to get out the kitchen, he says, and get into the living room and take time to sit at his feet. The other thing that I want to leave you with, and then we'll pick back up in our next session, is you got to study. You got to study. Self-care isn't all pampering and rest. I'm afraid. As Christians, we also also called to study. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37, Jesus commanded us to love the Lord, your God, with all of your heart, and your soul. And you'll also find that in Luke 10:27 as well. Love the Lord God with all of your heart. And so I love how, you know, the Bible say, read it upon precept, upon precept. And so you'll find that scripture twice, worded a little differently in that. And so what does it mean to love God with all your mind? Just think about that for a minute. What does it mean to love God with all of your mind? It means that we are to think about our faith and to study the scriptures. If we want to hear God's voice in our lives, then we better know our Bible. Scripture is one that God speaks to us even today. And the more you know the Bible, the more you will have the words of God and the stories of others at your fingertips to help guide you through your own life journey. And so hopefully this has helped you on today. I would like to pick up with you again on next week, the next session that we have together. Listen, take some time to do some self-care, right? Some self-care tips. It's super important to definitely to do that. The first thing that I shared with you is that you definitely have to get some rest, right? Got to get some rest. It's super important to reset, restore, as well as to rejuvenate your body, mind, as well as your soul as well. The other thing, the second thing, is to be okay with failure. Be okay with it. Be kind to yourself. Be okay with failure. The third thing that I shared with you is withdrawal. Sometimes it's okay to need to be alone, and we have to be okay with that. If that means going out to dinner or lunch by yourself, taking some time to take a brisk walk, to clear your mind, to clear your head, and that quiet time outside in nature to spend that time with God. It's super important to definitely to do that. Number four that I stated was to sit at Jesus' feet. Just the same way that Mary and Martha had, and she was so upset that Martha was worried that, you know, Mary was chosen, or so to say, she did something a little different to sit at his feet, and she was left in the kitchen. Sometimes you got to choose your own battles, and sometimes we got to sit down as well to capture what it is that God is trying to say to us in the midst of our busyness. Number five is to study, right? Self-care isn't all about pampering and rest. It isn't all about pampering and rest. And so you got to take some time to study as well, to stay rooted in your Bible, to stay rooted in fellowship, to stay rooted into the midst of those that is going to pour into you, even sometimes when you can't pour into yourself. And so what does it mean to love God with all your heart? It means that we, right, as I said, to think about our faith and to the, study our scriptures as well. And so hopefully this has helped you here on today of taking some time with your self-care from a Christian aspect. My name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate the healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Take time to follow me on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha and our VIP page, as well as to follow me on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha as well. Be blessed, and I'll continue to keep each and one, every one of you in prayer as you do the same for me and my family. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the tunes.
you're standing next to, and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our story. God is changing our story. God is changing our story. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing right now. He's releasing healing. Your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my story no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my story no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to pull you where you belong. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my story.
I don't care how long you've been. He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out tonight. Yes, he came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get waiting for your home tonight, as your hands are lifted up high, I need you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my stuff. Open your mouth and shout it like you. Shout it like you. You want me to say. You want me to say. He's turning that thing around. He's turning it. Somebody open your mouth. Oh, oh no. That won't be your story. No. Everybody say. Lift your hands and say, this won't be my. One more time, like you mean it. This won't be. Now you ought to open your mouth to bless him like you believe that he's not going to change your story, but it's already changed. I need somebody to open up your mouth and get what is yours tonight. I said, get what is yours.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.